Good afternoon and welcome to today's midday interview. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn, sitting in today for Jamila Erickson, who is on vacation. I'm joined by Sandy Evans, who is one of the organizers of the 32nd Annual North Carolina Jazz Festival, which opens this Thursday at the Wilmington Hilton Riverside in downtown Wilmington. Welcome, Sandy.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
It's great to have you here. For those of us who've never attended the Jazz Festival before, what is it?
Well, actually, in jazz areas, it's known as a jazz party, our type of festival. It's three evenings of lots of fun jazz, a lot of it, or most of it, traditional jazz. But Thursday evening is our evening of presenting different styles of jazz.
I saw that. It's sort of your grand opening event, entitled Various Styles of Jazz.
Right.
Can you talk? I mean, jazz is such a huge, it's almost a catch-all in some ways.
It is.
And there are so many different styles of jazz. And when we talk about a jazz festival, what can we expect to see, first of all, at this grand opening event?
Well, the first person to perform will be Grinaldo Frazier, who is a local personality.
And who's been a wonderful friend of WHQR.
Absolutely. He's a wonderful friend of everybody in Wilmington. He is
right.
The professional entertainer.
Yes.
And he is wonderful and so giving of his time and talents. But he's going to present, I think this is the first time he's ever presented this particular idea of a tribute to Nat King Cole, which should be wonderful. And that is, you know, a style of jazz. Mm-hmm. Nat King Cole was standards, that type of jazz. So he will be doing that.
Is there a particular era, a particular decade that you could associate with what you would call jazz standards? Or does that span the spectrum also?
The standards span the spectrum, right. Traditional jazz, that's a hard one to categorize, but it's a little bit of Dixieland, a little bit of New Orleans, a little bit of West Coast jazz, a little bit of, it all boils down to musicians speaking to each other musically, and a lot of it is improvisation. So, but there's the style of traditional is more a combination of those that I just mentioned, plus a little bit of big band.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the other styles of jazz that we can expect to see at this opening event?
Well, and I don't know if you would consider it a style of jazz, but one of the other main things for Thursday night is singer Melva Houston with bassist Herman Burney, and they're going to be doing Beauty and the Bass.
That's clever.
Yes.
Very clever.
Well, she has done this in Europe quite often with her bassist over there. She spends about 4 months of the year in Europe.
Speaking of Europe, you've got a pretty impressive lineup of musicians coming to this particular jazz festival, which again begins, it kicks off Thursday and finishes up on Saturday. How do you attract some of these world-class musicians to Wilmington?
We feed them well. Wilmington is a lovely place to come for a weekend, and they recognize each other as world-class musicians, and they like to play with each other. So it's just a fun get-together with all these people, and we benefit.
Now, we've talked about Grinaldo Frazier and Melva Houston and Herman Burney. Who would you say is the biggest coup this year for the Jazz Festival, and why?
Well, Bucky Pizzarelli is always the biggest coup, and he's 86 now, and he loves to come to Wilmington, and obviously we love to have him.
He's been here before.
Oh, yes, many times, and every time since I've been running the festival. I just think he's marvelous. And he is really so generous with his time and talent. He's going to do a two-hour workshop for young guitar students here at the Hilton. The Hilton has graciously given us the room to do this. Actually, we're going to have three workshops. Bria Schoenberg, the blonde bombshell from British Columbia, is going to be giving one on trumpets. She is a marvelous trumpeter and singer. And also another international one, Adrian Cunningham from Australia, is going to be doing a workshop on reeds.
So this isn't just a series of performances. This is really an opportunity for some education as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Sandy Evans from the North Carolina Jazz Festival. It kicks off Thursday night with a special event called Styles of Jazz and runs through Saturday night. So Friday and Saturday nights, there are four-hour concerts.
Yes. Friday night and Saturday night is done in the traditional way of seven sets. Each set has five or six musicians. They interchange, and each set has a different leader. Now, you'll never see any sheet music. These people know their tunes, and they are, again, improvising all the time. And the set leader will start off with what he wants to do, not necessarily telling them a tune, but starting to play, and they follow in, and it becomes just, to me, the most amazing thing. I'm not a musician, and it just blows my mind what they do. And you will recognize the tunes, but they all improvise, so they're talking to each other all the time musically. As Bucky Pizzarelli put it, they don't have any sheet music, and they start out with a me, me, you, me, and back and forth.
So it really is a conversation between these musicians.
Yes,
a musical one. So it requires a state of listening and a present moment awareness.
Absolutely.
I would imagine
mm-hmm.
that really must yield some interesting results. I mean, it's one thing to follow a piece of music and try to be present while you're playing that piece of music and reading the notes, but then to jump in and just have to be completely open
mm-hmm.
to what's occurring, that's a level of artistry that's really special.
It is. It is.
Speaking of improv, there's a patron's brunch, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
that will allow people access to some jam sessions. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. Well, the patrons' brunch is for patrons only, and they are the people that come for the entire weekend and buy a package. So they pay a little bit more, so we treat them to brunch. And the last hour of that brunch, the patrons who are also musicians, and many of them in their hometowns, have bands or play in bands, but they also are dentists or doctors or teachers, whatever. But they are musicians and love to play, and they love to play with our all-stars. So that last hour is a jam session where they get to sit in with different groups of the all-stars.
So this isn't just observing a jam session. This is the ability to sit in.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Are patron tickets or packages still available? Or
right up until opening night, they're available.
And how much are those?
For a two-night, Friday night, Saturday night, and the brunch, it's $175. And then if you want all three nights, we give a little break to that, so it's $200.
Now, general admission tickets, can you tell us about those?
Yes, $35 for Thursday night, which is the three-hour night. And for that's general admission. But we do have a military, active military price of $25 and a student price of $15. Friday and Saturday nights, general admission is $50, but the active military is still $25, and the student price is still $15.
And where can people purchase tickets?
The Audio Lab at 5730 Oleander. and they can call me.
Okay. And can people purchase tickets online?
Yes, absolutely. If they go to our website, www.ncjazzfestival.com.
Sandy Evans from the North Carolina Jazz Festival, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.